Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Tommy Savoia.
And I'm Tia Savoia.
This is a podcast about Nintendo gaming and news. Today, we're going to talk about Pokemon X and Y, the newest installments for the Pokemon franchise. So, the Pokemon X and Y was released alongside the Nintendo 2DS. It was a pretty clever move by Nintendo because kids want the Pokemon game and they want to buy a new console. Or it doesn't have to be a kid, it can be anyone, but it's mostly aimed at kids. And they can buy a $130 console and plus a $40 game that's $170. That's only $10 more than a regular 3DS. So you're saving a lot of money. The new Pokemon game introduces a lot of new stuff, and lots of references to the old games, too.
One example of those references that I feel like I should mention is that in one city, there's this lady who talks about Blue, a.k.a. the rival in Red, Green, Blue, where he tries to go to Kalos to learn French or whatever, and every time he leaves, he just ends up saying "smell you later." Well, he says everything else in French, but
yeah, they made a reference to youngster Joey. He's back. He's back for revenge, and better than ever. But all he has is like a scatterbug, so
yeah, you don't
take him seriously. They also make references to the Schwartz kid.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking, not really, but it was.
Like, every Schwartz kid I battle talks about his Schwartz, and I've, like, encountered two of them in the beginning of the story that mentioned something about their Schwartz being comfy and easy to wear.
They also made a Dragon Ball Z reference. Anyway, the new Pokemon game, it's in 3D. We pre-ordered the games, actually. We did a video for the pre-orders. We also got the poster, because if you pre-order it, there's a poster that comes with it. It's like a timeline poster that has all the games and stuff and their mascots, whatever. And but when you pre-ordered it, they gave you on the spot a poster that was double-sided with the Kalos region and Xerneas and Yveltal. I did a review on it. It's on the blog on the Nintendo Teens website at www.nintendoteens.com. You can find it there, as well as the video. Anyway, so we pre-ordered it, and after we did the video, we immediately played it, and we already were set on which starters we were going to pick. I picked Froakie.
And I picked Chespin. Now, I want to mention a little bit about the starters and a bit of the roster for the games, like the different Pokemon you can pick from that are the new ones. Mainly the starters, though, especially with how when they were first revealed, most of the reactions I saw from other fans were something like Fennekin looking all awesome, and then some people saying how Froakie and Chespin looked cute, and then, like, most of them, though, seemed to think they looked kind of dorky, Chespin and Froakie. But then, like, it was basically the same when their second evolutions were revealed, except people started liking Froakie and his evolution a little more.
New starters and new 3D stuff. Everything's in 3D. Everything. No more sprite illusions with moving sprites and stuff like that.
At least all the graphics are in 3D. Like, you can't see everything in 3D, though. Like, with the 3DS function 3D that I'm talking about. I mean, there's 3D graphics, but then there's a 3D function of the 3DS. That's mainly because if the whole thing was to be in 3D, there would be a whole lot of lag in the game. If you notice, if you play the game, you'll notice, the battle might lag a little bit, if you have the 3D on.
Yeah, the battle lags. You know, you can't use 3D everywhere. It would be kind of nice to use in the overworld, even though I completely forget about 3D.
There are some sections in the overworld you can use it on, though, but yeah, only, like, certain places.
Scenes and stuff, but otherwise, the only thing you can use it in is single battles. And I forget about it, but I shouldn't be complaining. But double battles and triple battles, you can't even use it. Even in single battles, it'll lag. And the movements are a little... There's a little less frames per second.
Also, speaking of lag and with 3D, that kind of reminds me about, well, if you've been keeping up with, Pokemon news lately, you might have heard of, a glitch that happens when you enter Lumio City and you save, like, in certain parts outside of the city. Since the city's so big, and if you save the game and then exit and, like, come back to the game later, the game is probably going to crash because the city's so big, so it takes so much to load, and the DS can't handle loading everything at once.
Yeah, Nintendo, it took Nintendo, like, a week to recognize this. It's kind of weird. It sort of seems like they're denying it, but otherwise, well, they said they're going to have a, it seems like they're going to say they're going to have a patch, something like that, but they just said save in Pokemon Centers, you know. But that's the advice they're giving. But they said there's, like, only certain areas. I don't know. But Lumos City?
Lumios.
In Lumios City, you get there and there's a blackout, and you can't do anything. The biggest city in the trademark, the signature city for the Kalos region, you can't even access it until, like, halfway through the game. It's kind of cheap. I mean... Kuffer clips. How do you unlock more hairstyles? Because all I got was medium, short, and very short.
I've heard you get the hairstyles the more you cut your hair. But the thing with being unable to access the other side of the city because of a blackout, and then these guys are keeping you from going there to the other part where the blackout is, even though there are lights on and people walking in and out.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Anyway, the story isn't really compelling. I mean... The climax, it holds nothing to Black and White's climax. I haven't played Black 2 or White 2 in either of you, so we can't really judge Black 2 and White 2, but Black and White, it was pretty good. The League was part of the story, and they had this thing where you had to capture Reshiram, Zekrom, and then you have to battle Getsis and Ann, and you're in the ruins of the Pokemon League. It's pretty cool. And this one, you're in this... Well, I had Y, I don't know about X. You're in this weird electrical chamber thingy, and there's Yveltal. They don't even explain how they got Yveltal in that little electric thing. They're just saying he's powering the ultimate weapon thingy. It's a complete hole in the story. I was disappointed, Game Freak.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, sure, it's confusing how they got that, but maybe, like... Maybe you were busy battling all the gyms and stuff when they found, like, the Pokemon. But I wouldn't necessarily say it's terrible or very bad compared to Black and White. Of course, Black and White, they had a really good story. I love the story in those games. But I wouldn't say X and Y is terrible, because personally, I like it. And it was actually, it felt a little more compelling to me, though, maybe, compared to Tommy, but...
Well, I mean, you don't even hear about Yveltal until you're at near the end of the story. Then Sycamore comes up, he comes up and he says, you know, this is legendary, call Yveltal, yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, go get your gym badges. And then you suddenly find it. It doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't make sense why if you defeat Yveltal, it gives you another chance and says Yveltal looks like he wants to be friends with you or whatever. I think it's because he wants you to save him, but I don't know. Anyway, Lissandra, kind of odd name, fancy.
Lissandra, I think.
He's too easy. You battle him like four times in that Team Flare base, and his Pokemon can get knocked out in, like, one hit.
Not just that, but what I find really weird about Lissandra is that in a short time span, he suddenly evolves all of his Pokemon. Because, like, when you first go into the lab thing and you fight him, he's got, like, a bunch of, like, unevolved, like, maybe around first stage Pokemon. And then in the final battle, which is, like, actually not too long after that, everything he has is fully evolved.
Yeah. He does it pretty quick. And then in the end of the story, when you caught Yveltal, he walks in. It's not very climatic. He's Lysandra. There's these guys, and you battle them to get Yveltal, and then he just walks in the door and challenges you to a battle with these weird Doc Ock tentacles on his back. Not very exciting. I mean, compared to Black and White, you know, you got Zekrom crashing through the wall, Getsis, I'm your father. You know, it makes you more interested in the story. This one, I was just like, well, this is boring.
Well, not really to me. Of course, everyone has different opinions. I mean, personally, like I said, I like it compared to you. But everyone has different opinions, and surely you'll be forming your own when you finish the story or play the game, you know. Everyone's got a different idea on what they think on things.
Yeah. The game's pretty easy, too. I mean, you got trainers where they're really low-level Pokemon, and then and the Pokemon in the roots are like 10 levels under you, which is kind of expected, but seriously, the Elite Four wimps.
I haven't even got to them yet.
I'm
about to battle them, but yeah. I'm hoping I'm probably not going to have too much trouble.
Especially because the event, Torchic, if you're lucky enough to get it on around launch day. I don't know if they still have the event going on or when it ends or stuff like that.
I think it's still on.
Yeah. Who knows how long it'll last, but if you're lucky enough to get it, then that it's like it's traded, so it'll level up easier, and you can evolve into Mega Blaziken, and it's a total game breaker, and you can...
Yeah, with the speed boost ability as well.
You can completely crush the fourth gym, the grass gym, with it. I found it kind of... Don't you find it odd that the background's upgraded, completely amazing, that it looks real, but in this fourth gym battle, you're in his office, the guy's office, and usually you think that a Staraptor would be about your height, or a Tyrantrum would be like 3 times your size. You look at the background, and the chair is twice the size as like a Blastoise or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
A chair in the background.
Yeah, that seemed really weird to me, though, because, I mean, makes your Pokemon look so tiny. It's like, ooh, they're like, everything's the size of a Pikachu.
It's like Pokemon Rumble all over again. But this is way better than Pokemon Rumble. Don't get me wrong. This is probably the best Pokemon game yet. They take a lot of elements from Black and White. And kind of wish the region was bigger, though. Ever since I played Heart Gold, I kind of wanted bigger regions, because you're kind of subjected to this tiny region, and once you find everything there, you find everything there. There's nothing much more you can do.
Actually, I'd say the region's actually pretty big for a single region, because, I mean, it actually has, like, because you know how they usually have, like, a city with, like, 8 cities with gyms in them, and usually 1 or 2 extra cities that don't. Like, or maybe 2 or 3. But they have even more cities in this game that don't have a gym, which adds up to the amount of cities and towns as well that are in the region.
Yeah, but in Heart Gold, you get, like, 2 regions. That's huge. But anyway, you know, I've noticed that the experience bar, or HP bar, as the games go on, it gets smaller and smaller. And soon enough, on, like, Generation 21, it's going to be, like, 2 pixels. It's getting harder and harder to see, but your eyes will adjust.
Maybe you're just imagining things, though, because you know how, like, throughout, like, the DS systems, the screen gets bigger. DS systems, but Nintendo systems in general, because in the first games, the screen is actually really small. It just seems big because the screen is bigger and the pixels are bigger.
So you're saying it's like an illusion?
Kind of, I guess.
Also, you can break the grid, which is sweet, but you can't do that in buildings, because you can't ride a bike in buildings. I wouldn't suggest it in real life either. But you can use roller skates and bikes to break the grid.
Don't forget walking diagonally and being able to sit on benches. That's like, when X and Y were first revealed, like, I saw a lot of hype about just about sitting on benches.
Took them 12 years, and we can sit on benches. Wait, 1998. Okay. 10 years, yeah, that's like 15 years, wow. Okay, 15 years, and you can sit on benches. Okay, good job, Green Creek. Good job. Okay.
I bet Red is jealous of Callum and Serena.
Well.
Okay, so a feature called Pokemon and Me, and there's Super Training.
Super Training? I mean, I wanted to max out my Raichu's defense stats. I tried it, and you can only go so far. But there's this thing called a reset bag. I mean, this sounds pretty cool if you want to reset your stats.
Seriously?
Yeah, I've read about it, but I haven't. Yeah, I don't know where you get one.
It's probably pretty rare. You probably have to do like really good on the top training levels and stuff.
In the you can switch, like, the C gear is less confusing, so you can just press an arrow on your touchscreen to the PSS, the player search system. It's basically like a GTS or whatever, except it's like a whole level taken off, whole floor taken off the Pokemon Center, and it's right on your touchscreen. And with Pokemon and Me, where you can interact with your Pokemon and stuff like that.
Pokemon and Me also gives battle benefits in the story. Like, your Pokemon may be able to hang on, like, kind of working like Sturdy. Like, if they're hit by a powerful move, that might, like, one-hit KO them. Other times, they'll, like, avoid attacks, or they might have a higher chance of critical hits, that kind of thing. Sometimes they can even heal statuses. With how powerful Pokemon Ami can be with helping your Pokemon fight in the game, it doesn't really work on Wi-Fi battles, because then it'd be kind of like a bit of a game-breaker thing when you're battling someone else.
Yeah. Well, that's new to me. Anyway, each Pokemon has their own unique fainting pose. Like, Girder will drop his steel bar, and, what's it, Greninja, it would fall over. A Raichu would spin around, or just, I don't know what he does, I forgot what he does. And the Pokemon have, I think they have a few remix cries to make them sound more realistic.
But they still sound similar to their old cries.
Yeah. Like, Pikachu totally...
Except for Pikachu.
The voice actor was put in there, and that's kind of new.
But, well, actually, in Pokemon Yellow, Pikachu also says stuff like Pika.
Like, is it... You can hear it, or is it just words?
You can hear it.
Oh. Well. And speaking of remixes, Mewtwo... Just want to say this. Mewtwo got... A remix. I think it's like a Generation 1 battle music, which is pretty cool for nostalgia. Just a few more things before we close up. There's the stuff you can select for answers. It's pretty funny because I met this guy in one of the South Towns. It was about item. It was an item that takes away the effects of levitate. The answers were all right, yes, or guess so. So you can't really fail on that one. And two new things. Fairies and clothes. Now you're not just a bunch of clones running around. Everyone's not clones running around the Kanto region or whatever.
Yeah, and it's not going to be like in a Wi-Fi battle. It's like the same person battling himself, because that looks really weird.
Your long-lost brother, you battle him.
Long-lost twins. You have, like, so many twins. Like, what's the name for, like, a group of 100 twins, if that's even possible?
I don't know, like, Hun triplets?
I don't think so. Maybe Scent triplets?
Centipede.
Scent stands for 100. Wasn't it Scent? Or was it...
Yeah, Scent is 100. Yeah. Because pennies and dollars and stuff like that. But the fairy type, it adds new battle tools. Like, veteran players like us will have to sort of switch up our tactics a little bit. Because dragon type, I guess they're kind of the dominant type. I mean, you know, every legendary was dragon type. You know, you got Rayquaza, you have Dialga, Palkia.
Zekrom, Reshiram, Kyurem.
Yeah, Giratina. And not to mention all the other mini legendaries and all the pseudo legendaries. Almost all the pseudo legendaries are dragon.
Arceus holding a plate.
So the new fairy type only has like six moves. It's not very much. I mean, it's a new type and all, but you think Nintendo's gonna put like patches and stuff or not like patches, but yeah, patches and but new stuff like new legendaries for the because the game it seems so full of a lot of stuff, but at the same time it seems empty of something. I'm not sure because it's I don't know all the legendary Pokemon and stuff. I know you haven't finished the story yet. I'm not going to spoil this, but at the end of the game, that Pokemon that the guy that left the guy, like the big tall dude, it's called Floette, and it's probably going to have like some sort of event or something, so you can catch it and take it away from him.
That would be kind of
cruel,
I guess. Anything else we need to mention here?
Clothes. Just clothes, one last thing. Well, Game Freak is amazing for letting us customize, but they just drew short on one thing. They get all this variety of clothes, all these awesome ways to put it on. You can walk around and stuff and show off your outfits, trainer PR videos, customizable videos and stuff like that. But you can't take off your hat. I mean, they gave us all this awesome stuff and you can wear jackets, hoodies, customize your shoes, you can different types of pants and glasses and feathers, buttons in your hat, and but you can't take it off. I mean, you want to take off your hat so your awesome hair. I mean, say you go to the haircut place and get an afro. I don't know if you can, but just saying. And you're going to have a hat on top of your afro. Sure, you'll still be able to see your afro, but you don't want a hat spoiling the view. I mean, you know, you're probably not going to be able to get an afro on the game. That'd be awesome.
Then there's also, with Lumiose, like, that certain boutique in Lumiose where you can buy really expensive clothes, but you can only find them in that store.
Yeah, I've...
You have to be stylish enough to go in there.
I've only bought, like, two things since I've unlocked it. I mean, it's so expensive. I bought a pair of glasses and nothing else. Yeah, I've only bought, like, one thing. A pair of yellow glasses that cost me 40,000 pokey thingies. But, you have to be stylish enough to be stylish. You gotta just do different things in the game. Actually, it's one of the earliest things you can unlock. That boutique. I just went to the hotel and did a few jobs. And, you unlocked it, didn't you?
Yeah, I unlocked it. I also, like, only bought one thing. It's like a small accessory thing, because those things are, like, really expensive.
I was actually, you know the fedoras they sell? Those, like, fancy hats? I always kind of wanted one, but they're so expensive. But I went to one of the regular boutiques. It was, like, in Snowbell or something. And I found one, and it was only, like, 8,400 something. Yeah, 8,400. And it was, like, a black camouflage one with a yellow ribbon around it, which, okay, I wanted a fedora. I bought it, so I've been just running around with that. You know, don't like Tiernia? Tierno? Think he's kind of annoying because of his lame dance attitude. He does nothing to the story, but he was recognized as a hero. I like his shirt, though. I like his shirt.
Yeah,
so.
Like, what time we were battling, we decided, like, Tommy and I decided to battle against each other, and I was surprised to see him wearing Tierno's shirt, so I'm all like, you stole his shirt.
He was selling it at a garage sale, you know, it was a deal. Anyway, so, I guess we're running out of time for the show today. Our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin MacLeod, courtesy of Incompetech.com. So if you want to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com, or if you're not a member, please sign up for our forums community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. You can take a visit to our website at www.nintendoteens.com. You can read our blog there and access our podcast. So, do you have any other closing comments, too?
Not this time, I don't think. Yes, enjoy the games if you decide to get them.
Yeah, they're pretty good games. Pokemon games don't have price drops, so, yeah. Well, that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. And so until next time, stay in the game.